Welcome back to Even More Mashed Up, Woo-hoo! A podcast from Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania, featuring two brilliant thinkers thinking brilliant things about pop culture.
Brilliantly.
I am Patrick.
And I'm Alan. And we are very excited to know that it is still the holiday season. We are still not in the studio.
These intros are only going to make sense if they actually go in this order.
That's right. They're going to have to at this point, right? So, for sure, what we wanted to do was kind of, once again, cut together one of the great radio shows, the mashup that we've done. It airs Mondays 2 to 3 on CougarRadio.net here at Misericordia University. And we wanted to do one that had one of our all-time favorite guests.
Yes.
Amanda Caleb.
Yes.
Who stopped in earlier this year to talk about Scream Queens and Teen Titans Go.
That is correct.
Now, you know that I love television programs that were briefly the best television ever made.
That
Melrose Place. And then Scream Queens.
I'm not sure Queens was ever.
Both momentarily occupied just places of greatness.
Yeah. Well, and
so
then
today,
Teen Titans Go sort of occupies a place of greatness for me because that show is brilliant.
If I knew what occupy meant,
I had a feeling you were going to let that slide. I was really hoping that was going to go by.
It's the holiday season. And it probably should have.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the present.
That's right. Occupy.
Yeah.
Wall Street? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to work with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it is Scream Queens.
And Teen Titans Go.
One of your favorites.
Enjoy.
And welcome to another week on the Mashup.
Yes, it's another Mashup Monday.
Yeah, you can tear yourself away from your phone.
Sorry, I'm just scrolling through a list here.
It's not me.
Kendra? I mean, Patrick?
Yeah, what? No, I'm just, just carry on without me. I'm good.
All right, we are doing a little football debate coming into the show.
We
have a special guest.
Oh, there they are.
They have a special guest star today.
Yes.
Amanda Caleb's back.
Yay. Yes, Amanda Caleb's back for her third appearance on the show.
Seems like she's done 100.
It feels like I've done 100.
Wow, I'm not sure.
I don't think that was a compliment.
Yeah, I'm trying to, that didn't feel...
Nope.
Yeah, not sure
she's
that...
She's clearly familiar with how this program works.
Clearly. I'm not sure that's going to get her invited on the brand new Mashup podcast.
Which... I was telling you a moment ago, has already received 7 downloads.
That's right. 7 downloads.
That is more than one a day.
If it is.
Track at home. Is that good?
It's almost on pace.
Is that good for exactly one day?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
boy.
Saturday, Sunday, and yeah, so we're...
Because it was posted late, remember?
Well, and also, we're not counting today because today's not done.
Are we thinking about 24-hour increments?
Better than one a day.
I mean, that's almost as many quarterbacks. It's almost on pace with the number of quarterbacks the Browns have had since 99.
Ba-dum-bum-ching.
Hey!
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Pretty good. We're slightly less futile
Richard Barnes
than the Browns.
Why
is there hair on your gimbal?
He likes to play with his dimble.
What? That's a mic?
Two.
You saying he has a hairy...
Oh my God!
It's a gimbal. It's a gimbal.
It's a gimbal. It's like the. Why do you keep calling it a gimbal?
I don't know. It's a gimbal. He calls it a dimble for some reason. It's a gimbal. Yes.
Hey, Mr. Gimbal.
It's like Richard Gimbal from The Fugitive.
Exactly.
Wow.
Except hairier.
Except that's Kimball.
But it's Richard.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
This is my plane.
That's,
oh, no, get off my plane.
It's Air Force One. Wow.
Just mixing it up.
I'm a witness. I don't even know if that's a line.
It seems like it probably is.
I'm a bounty hunter.
I do
is.
This for money.
Actually, that kind of hits on both levels because Han Solo was
a bounty hunter. Yeah, it was clever.
I'm a bounty
in
hunter.
My bar.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a bounty hunter. I drink during the day.
All right.
That's Jim Gordon, by the way.
So
that's
anyway, if
Jim
anybody
Gordon.
Missed it, the podcast launched.
Yes.
Last week to much acclaim.
Great success. It's available on Podbean, I think is the name of the podcast hosting thing.
I believe so.
You can also get it through iTunes.
I am now following Podbean.
Did I follow it? I don't know.
You probably should.
I know I bookmarked the webpage.
Very nice.
That's step one.
For even more mashed up.
So it's coming along.
That's
coming
right.
Along, and the next one will be recorded tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
Kind of an introduction.
We'll be up sometime, hopefully later that day, certainly by the end of the week.
That's right.
Yes, that's the plan for tomorrow, is to introduce ourselves to...
Introduce.
Indeed.
I went
German for a moment there.
There's a couple, really? Had a couple umlaut over the top of that
eye. A couple umlauts above my eye.
I don't think you can put umlauts above
it's like Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Oh, sorry, Venezuela.
Seriously, get it straight. Right?
Yeah,
like, if I'm going to mispronounce
if you're
it, right.
If you're going to, get
if
the mispronunciation
go Cipriani,
right.
Go Cipriani.
Go full Cipriani.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh.
That's right. So, good weekend, bad weekend, what's going on? We got to do some banter.
Okay, it's not banter when you start calling it banter.
All right, let's not do banter.
You're calling.
What did you do this weekend,
the first
Patrick?
Rule of yes. Banter Fight Club.
Yes, the first rule of mashup banter is you don't talk about mashup banter.
I think you call it banter on a regular basis.
No, that's you.
Pretty confident you do.
I'm the one that preserves the integrity of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're the one running the integrity.
That's me. That's me.
That good.
Anywho.
Anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good
spontaneous
until...
Spontaneous conversation pause. Yes.
Ah, spontaneous anecdote.
Excellent. Now that you brought banter notes, which I think is a complete violation.
No, this is just
of
so one of the things I was just kind of looking up for stuff that kind of
I love the look on Amanda's face. Like, what the hell is that guy doing with banter notes?
I know.
No, these are just notes
like,
of topic.
What's going on here?
They're just topics that I put under banter because they didn't fit really any other thing that we're doing today.
Thus, banter notes.
But I thought they would be good because did you realize?
Yes.
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
The 25th.
Past Saturday.
The 24th was the 25th anniversary of a major historical moment that I'm sure is important to you.
The dropping of Nevermind.
That's half of it.
Something about Nirvana?
No.
So half of it is Nirvana?
Yes.
The birth of the baby in the...
Yes, Nirvana's Nevermind dropped
yes.
25 years ago
uh-huh.
on the 24th.
Right.
But so did...
Oh, they dropped the baby?
No.
Are you talking about the baby they dropped?
No, there's another album. There's another album that dropped that day.
Really? Was it King's X?
No.
He's not
going to
know it then. I feel like it's a trick question.
It's not a trick question.
Was it another, like, grunge kind of thing?
I don't know if you would classify them as grunge, but they're sort of,
Is it a Seattle-based?
No.
Like, Hollow Notes
it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Really?
They came out on the same day.
I can remember listening to those CDs
I can tell by how
time,
you had no clue at all.
I should have, because I saw it on Facebook.
And you
the
wear
Facebook
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Me.
Yeah.
I do like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now, so that was my
that's
question.
That's not my favorite album.
But again,
so put together.
Would because I was trying to think, is that like the birth of grunge? But I don't really think of Red Hot Chili Peppers as grunge.
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
no.
So that was kind
no,
of
they're
one
not
of my things.
Grunge at all? Like,
okay,
grunge has to be kind of from Seattle
and flannelly.
Flannelly, yes.
So yes, so,
so
that was one of
Nevermind and the baby, and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. So then I also looked up for other things.
Oh, good.
About
more
like actually today.
Wow, this is really yes. putting way too much structure
today
on the opening segment.
Today, I like to
yes.
throw our audience off, you know. Zig when they expect me to zag.
You are a zigger.
I'm a zigger, not a zagger.
Well, but then you're a zagger when they want you to be a zigger.
That's true.
Right? So it
but if I were to say
ways.
That, then I wouldn't be a zagger, so I want to be a zigger.
Exactly how you put together an exam right
yes,
there.
Yes, that's what I do.
What
so,
do students expect? You give them the opposite, but then they expect the opposite, yes. so you give them what they expect.
That's what you do. Yep.
Surprise.
So today is also...
Wow, maybe answer's D.
Yes. Speaking
if I
of
give multiple choice exams,
auspicious things. They're also this is an auspicious day in
yes.
television history.
Today is
September 26th. Yes,
September 26th.
Because
yes,
on this day,
lay it on us.
In 1962, Beverly Hillbillies premiered.
Beverly Hillbillies.
In 1964,
yes,
Gilligan's Island.
Wow,
wow.
That's a record.
1968.
There's more.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
And 1982,
yes,
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Also,
the first two were stronger.
Also, this was the date of the episode with Bobby Ewing's Return to Dallas that made the
wow.
whole previous season
it was a dream.
The dream, yeah.
There's Bobby Ewing
so,
in that. Was he the man from Atlantis for a while too?
The man from Atlantis.
Like, was he like a guy that swam under the water?
What?
Yeah. Didn't the guy who played Bobby Ewing,
Patrick Duffy?
Yeah, play
okay.
a guy that like lived and breathed underwater.
You mean Aquaman?
No.
Seaman?
Who? I missed that.
Seaman.
Oh, Seaman.
Seaman.
No, I don't think that was it either.
No?
Richard, look this up. Patrick Duffy, underwater.
I know he was on that family show with What's-Her-Face, Step by Step or
no,
something
terrible.
Like that.
Terrible
he
show.
He was on that.
Yeah. You know, best moment of my
I'm
undergraduate
sure
career.
Step by
I'm
step.
A little horrified that I actually remember Step by Step, to be quite honest.
But to build on your banner spontaneously, best moment of my undergraduate career? The guy, the TA who was teaching my pop culture class
uh-huh.
got busted selling crack.
Mm-hmm.
They took him out of the class, replaced by Ray Brown. The founder of pop culture studies
that's
came in, taught me the Beverly Hillbillies on
wow.
an
8mm
camera. Like, he brought it in,
oh, wow.
set up the projector.
That's pretty cool.
It was,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did he have to, like, run the projector manually?
No, it wasn't like the studio here. They
no.
actually, if
there wasn't a rat
had one that you
rat
could
in a
plug
cage.
In, and the electricity
rat in a cage?
Yes, exactly.
Rat in a cage? I'm a zinger, not a zanger. I don't know what it means either. It just sounded funny.
It's lost all meaning. Anyway, Patrick Duffy was, in fact, a seaman. He was just the man from Atlantis.
Yes. In a society.
He swam underwater by keeping his legs together, you know? It was not good.
Wait a minute, what?
You know, like that kick where you keep your legs together that no human being would actually swim with?
Right, yeah.
The dolphin kick. Isn't it called a dolphin kick?
I kind of, so. It probably, yeah, it sort of
I think
does resemble
called
a dolphin.
Yeah.
You say so.
It's my dolphin noise.
It reminds me of Flipper from back in the day.
It is.
You want to watch like some old television.
It's actually not a terrible dolphin.
Come on. Oh, my impersonations are legendary on this show.
Mm-hmm. They are fairly
They are
well.
So good. Hey, boo-boo. You want to go get a picnic basket?
Okay, let's hear Winnie
sure
the Pooh.
I'm pretty sure there's only two.
I don't actually do a Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, how about your British accent?
No. I will leave.
Yeah, no, I don't want to lose our international audience by offending the Brits.
Couldn't be blamed. So, are we done with the very sort of spontaneous?
I don't know. I thought we were going to spontaneously talk about football this weekend.
Oh, football this weekend?
Yes.
We don't need to, do we?
I don't know. One of us, I think, wants to because their team actually won.
Yeah, one of the three of us has a winning
team. My team did not win.
My team did not win colossally.
My team destroyed another team.
My
so
team
did mine.
Lost in the worst way that you
Oh,
could
the
lose.
Eagles? The Eagles looked good last night.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
They did. You know who didn't look good?
The Niners.
What's his name? Kicking for the Browns.
Parky.
Yeah, the game winning. The game
I'm glad
winner.
You know his name.
He missed. I'm
Here's
not,
a question.
I will not dignify
Are you sending him to the Parky lot?
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make him carry
Pun
big rocks.
Wow.
Come on. That was
Cipriani would be proud
that
of
that. That was quality. Right. Yeah. The Parky lot. Yeah.
Got it.
Parky the bus? That's more of a soccer term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really park the bus in the NFL.
Maybe they're going to make him lay down the Parky floors.
Oh, at the Boston Garden. Is that
oh,
what you're
wow.
Going for?
That's really.
That was Yeah, it didn't quite work as well. Yeah. I was going for like a parquet floor thing there.
That's why
parquet,
I said the Boston parquet. Garden. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going for that.
Yeah.
A lot of wordplay on the show today.
It might get good eventually, too.
Yeah. Well, did you want to tell your story of why Mr. Parky
Do I have to?
Was playing? I think it kind of sums up the Browns in a lot of ways.
Well, as I was saying before we went on the air, like the Browns always find ways to lose when you think there's no new way to lose.
That's right.
So this week what they did was they had their starting kicker
Yes.
blow out his knee
Yes.
during the Friday afternoon walkthrough.
That's right.
Not practice.
Walking is hard.
Just for the Browns.
I'm a kicker.
Well, apparently, if you're a kicker, it's very hard to walk.
Yeah, he's exactly. not really doing anything to help the image of kickers as a lesser football player.
So they signed what's-his-name?
Pretty sure Mark Schlereth is going to be mocking him.
And what's-his-name kicked for the first time?
Parky.
On Sunday. And just when the Browns had done what everybody does to the Browns, strip sack, fumble, recovery,
right.
all we have to do,
yep.
kick the field goal.
You were
win.
Down by what, one or two at that point?
It was tied.
It was tied.
Oh, that was a tie. That's right. That's right. It was tied. That was going in overtime.
Went to overtime. This was the end of the. This was like no time left on the clock.
That's right.
And he missed so badly.
Yes. Yeah, but a 46 yarder is not easy.
Well, he also missed like a 42 and a 41 yarder. Like one of those 40 something yarders, he probably should have knocked down.
Yeah, I figure one out. Yeah, one of the three should have gone.
Didn't you say he was a Pro Bowler 2 years ago?
He was.
So what does the Browns seem to be doing something to a Pro Bowler?
Was he a Brown when he was a Pro Bowler?
No.
No. Okay,
that
there's your answer.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
No, Joe Thomas goes every year, and that's it.
Yeah,
much.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Although Terrell Pryor looked really good.
He did.
It looks like
did
he
ever throw a second pass?
He did.
Oh,
he completed three passes.
Because they were pointing out that he would be like the fourth person to have two receptions, two passes, two rushes.
He did.
It was like him and the Bears running back, whose name I'm totally forgetting. I should.
Well,
Walter Payton.
By the time he was done... He had to go all the way back to Frank Gifford,
yeah,
in like 1962 to find somebody who equaled rushing yards, passing yards, reception yards.
I think because the first he was like a 2-2-1 because he had one pass,
yeah.
And they said if he got a second pass, he'd be joining like Walter Payton, and a couple other guys.
He had a big game,
and Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, pretty awful.
One of these things is not like the other.
I wasn't even listening to the list.
One of these, Walter Payton's on the list, so. It's Walter Payton, Terrell Pryor.
Oh, it's a list of two.
And, no, there's two other guys. I can't.
So, on this list of two,
there is
one of them
no,
is not like
no.
the other.
There is a
Amanda,
list.
Which one is not like the other? Here's the list: Walter Payton, Terrell Pryor. Which one is not like the
there's
other?
Okay, there's a list of four.
This is the worst
I just
game.
Don't remember the other two.
Wow.
One of them is someone as it's like a Barry Sanders, someone as auspicious as Walter Payton.
So the list is
whose name I don't remember.
Payton, Pryor,
and two other guys.
And
two other dudes.
Someone as auspicious as Walter Payton and then some other dude. Possibly Frank Gifford, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, this is why we never do sports on this show.
This has been good.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Kendra?
Kendra's texting.
She's not listening.
So we've sort of jumped up and down on the Browns. So
yes,
You can have it the Niners now if you'd like.
The only thing that I enjoyed about the Niners was your absolute confidence in picking them this week.
I thought for sure.
You were so confident.
Oh, Seattle looks terrible.
Almost you said. The Seahawks are terrible.
They're terrible.
They can't do anything.
Russell Wilson doesn't even have legs at this point.
The Niners are going to win.
Yep.
Easily.
Yep.
Literally the first 5 minutes, right?
Not
I'm
even
watching
that.
Red Zone. And it's
not
four,
even
it's
that.
It's like 14-0. I'm like,
yeah, no, literally, like,
not gonna be
I saw Red Zone and they cut to the game and it's like first quarter, you know, 30 seconds left in the quarter, yeah. And the Niners are down 7-0. I'm like, well, that was I'm like, oh, they must have gotten like a you know, kickoff return or something. And then they show the stats. It's like Seattle has 100-something yards on offense. And I'm like, wow.
I love that Service Electric gives me Red Zone.
That's nice, isn't it?
But not really.
But you hate Red Zone because of what it does to football.
No, because whenever it comes on, something bad's happened to the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it ever clicks to a Browns game, I don't feel happy that I get to watch the Browns. I feel a sense of, like, impending doom.
We're going
to
cut away to show you something spectacular that happened in the Browns game. You're not going to believe it.
And, you know,
and it's not been done by the Browns.
That's right. Exactly. Unless it was spectacularly bad.
One of the most inexplicable plays ever. We're going to show it to you.
It's in the Browns game.
It's in the Browns game. You're never going to believe what Parkey did.
Parkey. Parkey sounds like an old guy.
You get it. Well.
You know? Like, could somebody take Parky for a walk?
Sounds like a dog's
name. It's like
name.
My old dog.
Parky.
I think more like an old guy in a Parky. Nursing home, but yeah, I guess that could work.
Parky out. With Ooh. The Barky?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the wordplay continues. This is quality.
That's not wordplay. That's just kind of...
Parky with the Barky.
Weak rhyming.
Yeah.
Then Sparky Parky? Like,
oh,
is that
on.
Good wordplay?
On a Larky.
No, that's terrible. It's Parky with the Barky. Parky with the Barky in the Darky?
On a larky.
You're full of malarkey.
Oh!
Yeah, see? Wow. You think you can do it, but it takes real skill.
Wow.
It takes real skill. Wow.
My four-year-old didn't rhyme like this too. So.
You know what? I will challenge Gabe or Ella to a rhyme off.
Pick Gabe, not Ella.
Then I will.
Amanda, Ella might curse you in a way.
Could we please bring your kids in for a rhyme off? Because
sure.
That would be,
sure.
I will create a list of words, and we will have a rhyme off. The Caleb twins versus Hamilton.
That sounds fantastic. I will take them both.
They would come in for it.
That feels like an hour's worth of programming right there.
You know, that should be our podcast episode tomorrow.
I'll just take them out of school. Yeah. I won't teach tomorrow. It's okay.
It's fine. It's don't worry. Just leave your kids with us.
By the way, I just wanted to point out,
we shaved
the beard.
That no one knew about?
Oh.
I noticed. I think, you know, I miss the beard, but the clean shaven looks good.
I miss Beardy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
It itched too much.
Beardy?
Beardy.
Itchy?
That's the name for the beard, not for Richard.
Wait, Beardy. So you're nicknaming his beard, but not him?
Yep, Beardy.
Beardy. So Beardy's gone.
Yes.
Now if he grows another beard, is that Beardy? Or
no,
is
that's
it
Beardy,
Beardy 2. Okay,
Beardy.
Because
Beardy Jr.
So he killed the
Beardy
first
the
Beardy.
Second.
Look at the man. She's like, I thought we were talking
it's a,
Scream Queens.
It's a regicide.
People.
I was all excited for a minute, and then we went back to this.
And then we somehow...
Is that a beardicide?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something. Yeah, I'll come up with a better pun in a moment.
Barbicide?
Nice.
Thank you.
That is well
wow.
done.
Thank you.
I was trying. I'm like, I know there's something like with a
Why
side.
You're
kind of
upping
on
the wordplay.
Yeah.
You're upping the wordplay.
Because he'd be Gamer. Redundant at this point.
I think he fears the show. He won't come on.
No. Well, he thinks we'll make him tell embarrassing
Nanny Coke stories.
Nana Coke. Well, just Northeast PA stories.
The strippins.
The strippins. The honeypot.
Had a student once from honeypot.
Yeah.
So it does exist.
Okay. Should we talk about Scream Queens?
I would love to talk about Scream Queens. I the wordplay continues.
Yeah, no, that was going poorly, and I tried to stop it, and instead I sounded like Dustin from Stranger Things.
Yeah, you did
a little bit.
So
we need Rachel. She did a good Dustin.
She did a fantastic Dustin.
Superheroes.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I like superheroes.
Yeah, she's.
That was funny.
It was good.
That was good. Yeah.
So are we gonna talk Scream Queens?
Yes.
Let's talk Scream Queens.
Season 2.
All right. Woo-hoo! I'll start by saying. That is the intro played, and it's a bunch of doctors at a hospital, and they need to save a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having a big party because it's mm-hmm. Halloween, so they dump him in the pond out back, and they mm-hmm. go back to the party.
But you're forgetting the best part of that.
Yes.
Jerry O'Connell?
No, the song, One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
Oh, that is, yeah.
The
no,
song
that
is awesome.
I suppose so. And
One
Jerry
night
O'Connell
in Bangkok
was great. But I had a moment where I was like, I think this is going to be like Gotham Year 1 for me.
Oh.
Like it was
Ooh.
For you. Like when you were texting and you were really enthusiastic at the beginning of the show.
Did you feel your excitement spiraling down?
By the time you were done, you were like, it wasn't that bad.
Well, nothing's that bad.
But I realized, like, if it's a spoof of a spoof, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, even Amanda's not totally convinced.
Well, no, okay,
she's like, well,
so I was a little disappointed with the first episode, but I also checked myself and realized that I was never going to like season two as much as season one because the university setting, we've talked about this before, is just amazing. The insight into, you know, how you get a job as an adjunct professor and how you teach a film studies
class. What teaching looks like.
Yeah, it's just amazing. But I will say this, the more I thought about it, I like that they're picking on institutions of power. I'm going to go a little academic here.
No,
that's
fine. Let's go there.
I like that. So I like the fact that they went
from...
The show
is all about the academics.
Please.
I like that they went from a university to a hospital. Yeah. And I'm appreciating some of the parallels because you have the beheading at the end of episode one in both seasons.
Yes.
So I think they're going to be spoofing season one quite a bit.
Well, but, what I liked real quickly on that point, because I have actually had a note somewhat like that too, is that clearly, like with Munch... Season one was about feminism.
Yes.
Right? Mm. And she's so done with feminism now. She's like, feminism.
New
boring.
Feminism.
New feminism's done.
So now, like,
I did like that, the new
she's
feminism.
She's moved on from the new feminism to take on healthcare in this country, which I thought was kind of like, by the time she was giving her TED talk, I thought to myself, maybe this has some potential yet.
The only thing
that I'm worried about with the show is that. While I, you know, I get that they're spoofing the university versus the, you know, medical institution.
Yes.
But the other thing that they were spoofing was sort of the horror slasher genre.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which I'm not sure is carrying through in this season. Like, except for John Stamos with the evil hand, which is clearly kind of a staple of kind of classic horror bits.
It's the black talent right
like,
there.
Like, I'm not seeing, like, the spoof of horror... And that's what I think most people were sort of going to the show for. Like, I'm kind of worried that the show has in some ways lost an essential part of its identity. I mean, yeah, it is still managing to mock the medical institution, but that wasn't really... The university stuff was kind of secondary to its spoof of, you know, the horror slasher film genre, which it kind of feels like they did, and I don't know that there's anything yet to replace it this season.
No, they had like a jump scare or two, but you're right. Like, it's definitely... Like, the question is, can it evolve in that way, or does it lose a core? I don't know.
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Like, where does it go? Like, what's left to do?
Well, I mean, that's always the risk with a season two, is because you have the same buildup, that you have some wrong that happened in the past, and then you have this mass killer that's, you know, for whatever reason. We don't know why I'm going to go with the he, just for simplicity, attacked.
Let's just call it the green meanie.
The green meanie.
Oh, the green meanie?
The greeny meanie? Is that what you said?
Oh, that was the greeny meanie.
It's a green meanie. Meanie. Red devil, green meanie.
So, I mean, it's sort of an interesting, like...
okay.
parallel.
Yes.
You know, I don't... The university setting's much more familiar for horror films, I think, as well. So
that's, yeah. Right.
There are horror films set in
there
hospitals.
Are. You could do, like, Saw.
Asylums, but...
Well, asylums would fit nicely. I mean, because the hospital here is almost like an asylum.
It
right?
was an asylum,
well,
I think.
Well, I was just trying to look this up.
Well, they have Dog Girl in it, too.
I know, but didn't they establish that it used to be an asylum at some point during the show, or was that something
it was.
I read?
No, it was an asylum beforehand.
It was an asylum, and then it was,
And then it became a hospital.
But Halloween 2 has a hospital setting.
What was that?
Right.
Halloween 2.
Okay.
Which, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, right. I'm just wondering if the hospital setting is not as endemic to the horror film as like the university was, if it's not quite going to translate,
Bigger worry in that way. Like, they spoofed everything last year,
yeah.
in terms of horror films, right? Like, at some point it becomes
horror,
scary movie,
horror films. Horror. Important to get that second syllable.
Here we go
in there.
Again.
I say it the same way, Alan.
Thank you.
Must be an Eastern thing.
Could be.
We pronounce our syllables on the West Coast.
In Oregon.
Okay, like coming.
I pronounce the syllables. I just say them wrong. It's different.
No, you're right. Yeah. They spoofed everything in the first season.
You kind of wonder if the energy's gone out of it.
Well, and
there were a couple of moments that I thought like there were sparks of energy.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, is that without that spoof, the only thing really left to care about are the characters, and they're all sort of flat. Cardboard cutouts
Hang on.
That I don't
Wait
really
a minute.
Care about.
Hang on.
Chad wasn't here this week.
I'm just
call Chad a cardboard cutout.
Chad Radwell is not a cardboard
I am just,
cutout.
No, sir. I'm just saying so far.
Chad's going to put together the
Nicky Chad's going to bring some depth.
And they're all whites, and they're going
to
come after
He's going to bring some depth to the show, I'm sure. some real depth.
Hey, hey, I know you don't like Taylor Lautner, but do not do a wide brush for all the characters because of Taylor Lautner's terrible acting.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, we watched Sharkboy and Lava Girl last night with my kids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he could never act.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's really, I feel kind of bad for him because
he's terrible.
He's sharing the screen with John Stamos.
Who's looking good.
And you're like...
Who's looking like
Stamos
he hasn't aged
like,
a day.
I don't think he has. But there's the real horror film.
It's not the hand that's possessed. It's the
it's
rest of
John Stamos.
Why
hasn't John
Stamos,
aged? Yeah.
Well, but it's also, it's not just that, but he makes Stamos look like a Shakespearean actor.
Yes, he does.
Because he's so wooden.
But I think
like,
part
Stamos
of it, too.
Looks like he looks like, you know, Sir Laurence Olivier.
Well, but I also think part of it, too, is that Stamos, like Jamie Lee Curtis from last season, has totally embraced the campiness of it.
Yes. Right.
Like Stamos, even in the first episode, already seems to be having as much fun as Jamie Lee Curtis did last season.
He has the better part for that.
Than
Lautner.
Oh, than Lautner. Okay.
I don't know what Lautner's supposed to be.
Someone, I read something that they suggested that he's supposed to be like the counterpart to Chanel number 3 with her kind of weird aloofness, but it's not really working.
All right, are we talking Scream Queens?
Yes, we're talking some more Scream Queens.
Are we having a little pouty fit?
I can do both.
Bit of both.
I think both are pretty compatible with Scream Queens, actually. Pouty fits?
You're unfair to the show.
Hashtag pouty fits.
Don't understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're trying to force Richard to put something up for the slogan, and I'm not sure.
Oh, I haven't even thought about that. Yeah, we are going to need a slogan for the
so
week.
So far next week.
Oh, I know what our slogan is.
What's that?
Parky the Barky.
Oh, gosh.
Hey.
Or Malarky. Hashtag.
That's a motto?
No, that is not the motto.
Can we talk about Scream Queens?
Yes, okay, fine. We'll talk about Scream Queens.
So, Amanda, you wanted to defend a little bit.
Well,
by talking about
I was just going
to
say.
Season one.
I think season one, episode one, was. There wasn't, you know, it wasn't quite as. It hadn't found its rhythm yet. It was kind of new.
Agreed.
And, you know, Deaf Taylor Swift's death was great. But that was about it
was.
You have for season one. But I also think the Chanels were more of a shock in season one, episode one. You didn't expect those women to come out the things they did, whereas by season two we expect it. So I think that was an issue, and then I think there was a lot of backstory that to cover, because how do you get from a university to a hospital? How do you get these people out of there?
You don't, right?
You don't. So there was this kind of
which is pretty much what the show embraced.
Right. So
yeah,
it was a good 10 minutes of backstory. I feel.
I felt like the show picked up a little bit when the Chanels were.
But it was a lot of Dean Munch.
We needed
too.
The Chanels.
Yeah, and like you can have too much Dean Munch. It's not that I don't like.
Say that 5 times fast. Too much Dean Munch.
Too much Dean Munch. Yeah, I'm not going to try it. but you can have too much. Like, the show shouldn't be about Dean Munch.
No.
But I think it made sense to have more Dean Munch in the beginning to set up why she has this hospital.
Right.
Because how else do we get the Chanel?
No, there was a lot of. Yeah, it was a long walk to get us kind of.
We have
to
get Zayday done in a year and a half of undergraduate to go to medical school.
In her defense, she powered through.
She powered through. It's important.
That's what you do. And also, by the end of the episode, medicine ain't that hard.
No. Medicine ain't that hard at all.
You know what you need? You need, like, the Google.
Yeah, the Google.
And WebMD, and you're ready to go.
And
were our colleagues from the health sciences watching that episode?
There's a part of me that might enjoy it on that level a little bit. Like, oh, they're not making fun of me anymore. They're making fun of my colleagues down the road.
Now, I have to say,
somebody else getting picked on, right?
The ghosting discussion.
That was great.
Awesome.
Was the Chanels at their best.
Right, that's peak Chanel right
that's
there.
That's not ghosting. Still not ghosting.
So speaking of the death of Deaf Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Patrick brought a list, apparently.
Yes.
If Caulfield is not number one.
No.
The Argos Caulfield trying to get up that ladder.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that was our favorite.
So this is a the top 11 most memorable Scream Queens season one.
Coney.
No, you're going to be. You are going
Coney's
to be.
Coney's not on that list?
He's on the list.
I'm going to throw this mic down in a minute.
Yes. Coney was pretty spectacular.
So.
Yep.
So who do you think? You think Caulfield should be number one?
There's no way people are going to vote Caulfield number one.
I would have
really
voted Coney number one, I think.
Caulfield.
I would go Coney, I think, too, because that was
amazing.
No, Caulfield is number 8.
No, out of 11?
Yeah.
Really? There's 8 or 7 better?
Yes.
Who voted this
list? All right, you want to give us the list from top to bottom?
At the bottom, Zach the Pizza Man.
I don't remember that.
I can't remember Zach
He apparently
Pizza
got
Man,
blown up. Like,
near the end. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Gigi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Gigi was so unlikable that when she left, nobody cared.
Candle Vlogger is number 9. They actually gave the actual names, but I knew you wouldn't know the actual names. I'm with their nicknames.
You got to give me the...
So then Caulfield, number 8.
Yeah.
Number 7 was Roger.
Roger.
The brothers.
Yeah. Number
the
7 was Roger, and thus number 6 was Dodger.
Roger and Dodger.
5 was Coney.
I never cared about Roger and Dodger. Coney's way too low.
Coney was 5. 4 was Shondell. Security guard's partner to get stabbed.
No, she's not above
much
Coney.
Lower.
No way. Number 3, Deaf Taylor Swift.
She fair enough. I'd put her pretty high because she didn't know what was coming when.
And her bouncing while she's with
Well, I just like that she's like Facebooking while she's getting killed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number two was Chanel. Number two.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande's character.
I'd still put Coney above her.
Yeah.
And then the number one according to this site was Agatha Bean, head in the deep fryer.
No, definitely Coney.
No, I think they're doing it wrong.
They didn't ask us. Well, because it's the little monologue when he's walking through the campus and he's like, "I'm cool now,
I'm finally
Coney,"
a big man
and then
on
the
campus. And then,
oh my god!
It's the chainsaw going through right between
separating
right
the ice
the
cream
line, the cone and the cream.
Yeah, so
it's not.
It's.
But yeah, no, I saw the list and I was like, "Alan's going to have issues with this list."
I think Amanda and I could put together a much better list in 5 minutes.
Well, one would be Coney and two would be Coffee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And three would be Def Taylor. Taylor Swift pitched a three.
Yes.
They got that right.
I think Ariana Grande is probably four.
I'd put her four.
Okay,
yeah, that was a good death.
Okay,
yeah.
So then after that,
I'd have to think more.
I have to think more.
Not Shondell.
No.
No.
Can I ask you a question,
Roger Dodger?
The Candy Striper showed up. This year.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
In the hospital, he tries to give the lollipop.
Was he
to the
in last year?
No.
Okay.
No,
but he's one of the few African American characters on the show.
Yeah, so he'll be killed off soon.
Well, he's played totally for comic effect.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It's not a problem, is it? Like nobody's going to talk about the way in which sort of African Americans are.
Oh, I think there's going to be a comment on it within
typed
the show.
On the show,
it's
going to
be within the show.
So if they're doing it intentionally,
yeah, we'll see. I mean, hopefully,
I'm a little concerned.
The security guard is coming back.
Oh, yeah, she's coming back this next episode.
You don't like her, do you?
Oh, I hate her.
But I think there'll be something that
now,
they're...
Now, I did get the tagline for the next episode, which I think will make you very happy.
Is it Caulfield Returns?
Here's episode two.
Caulfield Returns from the dead?
Tyler, Tyler, who has a hideous ailment, visits the hospital in hope of a cure, but finds love instead. Chad returns to win Chanel back, discovering Brock's dark secret in the process. And after another run-in with the killer, Kathy enlists the help of Denise Hemphill.
It sounds good to me.
That sounds great. That sounds like an excellent.
Except that clearly Dean Munch is going to recruit everyone from last season back into the hospital.
Apart from the Grace, because she didn't sign back up.
Right.
But I hope her dad's on the show. I would lose it if her dad's on the show.
Guy better keep his pants on, is all I'm going to say.
I want his mixtape.
That scene in his underpants was unacceptable television.
Oh, he embraced that.
I don't think I made it that far in the series.
Owned that scene.
It was the grossest underwear scene you've ever seen.
Really?
He totally owned it.
He owned it.
He's flipping and flopping all over the bed in like a much too tight pair of tighty whities.
But you know what? Wasn't that a great...
Is he flipping and flopping for like a reason?
He's trying to attract Kathy Munch.
He was seducing.
Yeah, he's trying to seduce her.
Yeah.
But isn't that a nice role reversal? I thought that was a wonderful
reversal. It really
reversal.
Was, but it was uncomfortable to watch. It was so good, it was hard to watch.
That's why I love what he did with his little mixtape.
Yeah, a lot of
great mixtape.
What was on the mixtape?
I don't remember. It was all 80 songs, but it was great.
Yeah. Oh. I don't remember the mixtape, but I do remember
I just remember
him.
He kept making mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes are awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, he's of that era.
What about Dean Munch's husband? His death.
Right.
Didn't make the list.
Like with the aquarium and all, right?
Yeah. That was a better death than some of the other ones on there.
Then Roger Dodger?
I don't remember how they were in the maze.
How Roger and Dodger died.
One of them died in the maze.
Yeah, and one of them I think was like frozen or something because it looked like from the picture it looked like he was kind of frozen. Yeah.
What about Pete Martinez?
Pete Martinez.
You don't remember Pete Martinez?
I only made it through like halfway through
the
series.
That great soliloquy that Chad delivers to Pete Martinez. He stops every second sentence as Pete Martinez.
Yes.
It's just...
It's spectacular.
You do not appreciate... I can tell by the look on your face.
It was me.
You know what? That Chad is coming back.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Enough.
Yeah,
like,
except he's looking a little leathery. He's looking really old.
You know what?
I'm okay with that.
I kind of assume that Chad's going to age quickly.
You think so?
Consider the lifestyle.
He's not a guy that keeps his youthful good looks.
You don't think so?
No, not at all.
We should do a dating game like we did.
When you say
Challenge.
You're looking at me like way
too
intently.
Because you
got to
write the questions.
Okay.
You got to write the questions like I did for
As long as
Glenn.
You and I are not dating.
That's
Let's just make this
clear.
Okay, good.
I think that's clear to everybody.
Joni loves Chachi.
See, you got to drop that sometimes. It's like you're asking for that abuse.
No, I'm not.
Joni.
I am not the Joni.
Pretty much everybody said you were.
I don't care what everybody said. Everybody sucks.
I'm Chachi, darn it.
Do you really want to be Chachi? Chachi supporting Trump.
Talk about a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah,
that's really a lose.
I think I'd rather be Joni.
I demand to be the Chachi.
I must be Bayo.
Even Bayo doesn't say that.
Yeah.
That would be a great movie, though.
So, yeah, so we have
Bayo Wolf.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
That is terrible.
It's the mashup.
That is awful.
Bayo in the old classic.
Yes.
Bayo Wolf.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. I wish I had thought of that.
All right.
Beowulf.
Wow. That's good. You like that one?
No, I'm impressed.
I thought the literary folks would really go
Beowulf. That's quality.
I'm impressed.
That was good. I'll give you credit for that one. Beowulf. Hashtag Beowulf.
Hashtag. There it is, Richard. Hashtag Beowulf.
There you go. B-A-I-O-W-U-L-F.
Yes.
Wow.
Beowulf.
So now we're moving on to the
Teen other show Titans that we go. Had Amanda here. Yes, yeah. To talk about Teen Titans Go.
Which I've never watched before.
That was one of my questions, because you are a classic new Teen Titans fan.
I love the Wolfman Perez.
I'm sorry, the who?
Titans.
You mean Wolfman. I'm pretty sure he doesn't go by Wolfman.
Pretty sure it's spelled Wolfman.
But it's pronounced Wolfman. You're thinking of Wolfman Jack, which is not the same person.
The Marv Wolfman. Marv Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Marv Wolfman.
Wolfman.
All right. We'll go with your way.
Thank
so
you.
Anyway, I love the Wolfman Perez version. But this didn't offend me.
That's good, because
I totally understand this is something...
Most classic Teen Titans fans hate this show.
I don't, but I will say it took me a while on Saturday morning to get into it because Saved by the Bell, Hawaii was on.
Oh, God.
And I hadn't watched the Saved by the Bellers in Hawaii for a long time.
Oh, God.
But when I got to it, the first one I watched was Wally T, number one fan.
Wally T!
Yeah, Wally T!
Which was great. Number one, very Terry Pratchett-esque, like the more fans you have, the more power you have.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was like a really
nice idea. However, you can't pander to your fans. That ends badly.
But here's the thing, right? They did that. They did the focus testing, right? And then they pandered.
Waffles.
But these are the shows that followed. Like, this is how well.
He's waving to me, not you.
Oh,
okay.
This is how well they sort of focus tested.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the, like, everything I watched after that pandered. The next one, Cruel Giggling Ghoul, was mashing up.
Dribble. I'm just going to go dribble over here. Yeah.
Was mashing up my LeBron James and Scooby-Doo.
Oh, the Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
So clearly pandering to me.
So good.
The one after that had the Legion of Doom in it. That was the Titans Decide to Be Bad Guys.
That's actually the most
That's the most recent
episode.
That's the most
recent
one, yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
And I thought, well, they're totally plugging Legends of Tomorrow. Then
how are they plugging Legends of Tomorrow?
The Legion of Doom's on it.
No,
so they're clearly... No, you're breaking the...
All right, go on, keep pandering.
The next one, Life Lesson Robin.
Oh,
it was all about equity and how to buy a house.
Yeah.
You just bought a house.
I know. Every time I watch that episode.
Right?
Yep.
So that one's all about Patrick.
Finally learned a lesson.
And then the bottle episode, which we talk about all the time.
Oh, God, bottle episode. You did see bottle episode.
Yeah, and then the soccer episode. So literally right after they did a spoof of focus testing and pandering.
Yes, they pandered to the three of us.
The next 2.5 hours, total pandering.
Yeah. Oh.
The only thing that was missing?
It was almost eerie.
The two of my favorite episodes,
right.
40, 40, 20.
Oh, it's so good.
You have to explain that one to me.
Oh, you would love this episode.
It's basically like an homage to like 80s, like heavy metal sci-fi, like the heavy metal cartoon.
What? Yes.
Yeah, it's got the awesomest song ever. It's called 40, 40. It's like 40%, 40%, 20%.
Yes. The Night Begins to Shine.
The Night Begins to Shine.
We actually
classic
Googled
song.
This song because we thought it was a real song.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. You
really?
Just got to watch it.
It's
so
good. Transformers
Richard,
references.
Can you get that into the intro too?
Cyborgamus Prime.
It is.
Roll out. So many. Well, because that's the thing. I realized so many of their episodes are love letters to the 80s because that's obviously one.
And then
there's Oil Drums where the whole premise is that Cyborg wants to watch A-Team but can't find the remote.
Yep.
So, Amanda, do the twins like it?
The twins love it.
Okay.
I might be a bad mom for letting them watch
No.
it.
I don't think so at all, but I'm surprised because the show seems so geared to, like, because the jokes are pitched pretty adult.
Yeah, they probably don't get everything.
It is, but the show is a huge success with kids.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, judging by how it's always on for, like, six-hour marathons.
Yeah, no, and
I will say it was not hard to find when I had to start watching.
Every day there's, like, a four-hour block of Teen Titans Go.
So my kids actually have the Towers playset.
I so want that playset.
T-shaped
playset. Do they really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I've
it's
never
not
seen
quite as exciting, but it has the alarm that goes off.
Playset. They've got the little action figures.
Is there a Legos?
No. Oh, actually, they're for the Lego. Actually, no, they're rumored to be coming up for Lego Dimensions.
Oh wow!
Is a Teen Titans. There's supposed to be a Raven and a Beast Boy set coming out.
I guess
so
we're going to be getting.
They will Dimensions. Eventually be, but yeah, that's one of the things. Is one of the Lego
because
Dimension
you should,
waves.
You should totally have Titan Tower.
Yes. Seems like a good housewarming gift. If someone had just bought a house.
Wow.
I thought we already got you a housewarming gift. Pretty sure we did. Planty McPlanterson.
Oh, that's right. Well,
and,
I think Vicky got me those.
Wow.
Those were Vicky made very clear that they were from
Alan,
her.
Alan, your gift of moving him in did not count.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to express.
Also,
all that sweat equity, nothing, huh?
Or, you know, there's the dining room table you gave me, or the dehumidifier, or any number of, like,
all the tools.
Former Austin things that I now own.
Yeah. Wow. None of that good enough for you.
It's all good enough.
Like, I still owe you a house.
So I still got to find my wood glue.
But it sounds less like gifts and more like, I don't want this anymore.
Well, we were moving and we were downsizing.
And I was upsizing.
And he needed tools and he needed a table. It's a nice table, right?
It is a nice, well it's still in pieces, yeah. It's still kind of
apart. If you would just buy some wood glue.
I'm not going to buy wood glue. I have two things of wood glue in a box, and I only have two because the last time I couldn't find one, I bought one. I'm not buying a third.
Just guess what we're buying him, Alan.
Drawing a line.
He said he would get really mad if I got him wood glue as a housewarming gift.
Yeah, no.
He says he will not put the table together with any wood glue. But the wood glue
what's upsetting me too is
packed in his house.
Now this will make it feel better. Yesterday,
you can't explain it.
This will make it feel better. Yesterday, I did open the box that I thought the wood glue would be in. It wasn't in there. So now I don't know where the wood glue is.
So,
but
maybe,
I know there is another thing of wood glue
is
somewhere.
Is there a chance that you lost it?
No.
You should just buy some wood. How much does wood glue cost?
I don't
not
know.
Not that much.
Like $4?
I'm not buying it again.
$5?
I'm not buying it again.
I'll even pay for the gas. I'll drive you to Joann Fabrics.
Back to
and you can walk in and buy your
wood. I'm buying my wood glue at the Manly Home
and
Depot.
I drive you home from Joann's.
No. No. Home Depot.
Joann's.
I'm not buying it at Joann's.
Joann's
is where I get my glitter and my macaroni.
Oh, you're making a poster for a presentation?
Well, aren't you going to an OT conference here in the near future?
I am going to an OT conference.
So have you bought your macaroni and sprinkle or in sprinkles?
And sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
I'm just using the supply that OT has.
Yeah. So back to Teen Titans Go.
Oh, were we talking about
Teen Titans? I think we were at some point.
Seems like at some point. How do we get there?
I don't know.
Richard, could you just draw like a schematic?
Don't.
It shows how we got from Teen Titans Go.
I will say the one thing the Teen Titans Go that has accomplished that the comics have never been able to do, I like their version of Starfire.
Yeah.
I like Starfire.
I hate Starfire
always
in the
like
comics.
Starfire.
Oh, no.
People don't like her. I think it's unfair.
No. In my dreams of like being like the writer of Titans, like my big storyline is basically kills her off.
Oh, I'd kill off Nightwing.
No, you can't kill off Nightwing. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, I'm bored.
Next.
Me too. That was a saxophone.
What?
That was what?
That was my saxophone.
Wow.
Sort of a... That's a very...
You're not ending
you know what?
No, that's not a...
No.
That's not a saxophone at all. It's,
no, don't.
You got no brass in it at all. It's
just stick
brass.
Hey.
I'm
stick with Yogi
brass.
The Bear.
Yeah.
Just stick with Yogi the Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Want to go listen to some Hall & Oates?
Some boo-boo ran away from Yogi.
Back to Teen
blimey.
Titans. So back to what?
Oh, why?
What was
why?
That? I missed that. Oh, blind. Oh, you did the. Oh, no. Dude, that was terrible. Good Lord. Okay, back to Teen Titans Go.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say about Teen Titans Go.
Okay.
I think it's the best television superhero show running right now.
Oh.
Given all the stuff we talked about on the podcast last week. Right?
Yes.
Reference. Noted to podcast here, where we talked about our excitement for the upcoming show
or lack thereof.
Seasons. And I was not very excited.
No, you were not.
This stuff is smarter.
Oh, this stuff is great.
Way smarter.
Any other superhero television show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on Cartoon Network running at like 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings.
Well, and like
6 p.m. on Thursday.
And like 4 through 7 p.m. Yeah. Monday through Friday.
But it's just, like, I guess I understand the popularity because it's way better than Gotham and it's better than Legends, and it's just bad.
Okay, in fairness, the Gotham bar is so low.
Good, but also Legends.
I think it's getting lower tonight. Yeah.
I don't know. Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
This could be where they redeem the 14-year-old played
by
a 29-year-old.
No, because I saw a little video.
I think this is where they pull it all together.
Yeah, no, because I saw like a little video kind of introducing her, and they had like clips, and like some guy finds her and takes her home. And
really?
And he's like, he says something, and she's like, you think I'm pretty? I'm like, oh, this is not going anywhere good.
Nope.
But then they had like one of the producers that was kind of like.
Was it the point that like young Poison Ivy was ugly?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that's clearly why we have a new Poison Ivy, is because young Poison Ivy, not hot enough.
Did you just say that?
I mean, that's clear. I'm pretty sure that's what the producers have basically said.
She's so ugly. Got to get rid of her.
Pretty much. We can't do the sexy stuff with her.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bounty hunter.
Because I'm a bounty hunter.
I do this for money.
And I drink. Did I mention that I drink?
I do it for money.
I'm a bounty hunter.
I do it for money.
Okay, we should do the bounty hunter drinking game, because how many times is he going to mention bounty hunter tonight?
Oh, we should totally do
that. Because we've probably forgotten that since last week, so he's going to have to remind us that he's a bounty hunter.
Except the debate's on tonight, too, right?
Yeah, but I think
Wow, way to bring that to a serious level.
Yeah, but sorry. I think that's on at 9.
Yeah.
So Gotham's at 8.
Might catch Gotham.
So, oh, there we go.
So you can't preempt Gotham with a debate. The debate has to work around Gotham.
You could take Trump and put him in a debate in Gotham, and it would be pretty good.
Oh, Trump would definitely be like one of the monsters in Gotham. He would fit right in. I'm pretty sure he'd be mayor.
Well, the mayor's not. Yeah, like the debate.
Yeah,
a debate between him and the mayor would be pretty good.
Or between him and Penguin.
Pangy.
Let me tell you who the real monster is. There's monsters all over Gotham. Yes, and you were one of them.
Yes. And your buddy Jimbo, too.
No, he's a bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter.
He does it for
a
money.
A bounty hunter.
He does it for money.
He likes his bar.
I like my
for
bar.
Money.
Stop
Don't
coming
ruin
to my bar.
Now I got to find a new bar.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we've pretty much summed up his character.
Yes.
So
exactly,
back to Teen Titans Go.
Are we talking Teen Titans Go?
Yeah.
We were.
Thought so.
You know who's not on Teen Titans Go?
Jim Gordon.
Well, actually, he is, because he pops up every once in a while.
Oh, that's right. He does with yeah. Batman.
See,
right,
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, I totally.
Exactly. Batman.
What?
Batman?
Batman and Detective Gordon. They show up.
Yes.
They were in the cruel giggling ghoul.
Dribble, dribble,
dribble. Dribble, dribble, I'm just going to go drill over here. I love the fact that it's LeBron James.
I thought the best part was
it's
when they're doing
so
the chase, like the Scooby-Doo left to right and
yeah.
right to left.
Oh, it's great.
Like, they dive forward because the monster has no idea that there's, like, a third dimension anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was,
oh, yeah,
it was
like,
pretty clever, I thought.
Yeah,
you know,
well, and again, kind of going to, like, the whole thing, like, the Scooby-Doo, the A-Team, there's the two-parter where they have the Golden Girls.
Yes, the Justice
like,
League episode.
Cyborg has Green Lantern's ring, and he just uses it to form the Golden Girls to kick everyone's butt.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Like, it's the amount of, like, 80s references.
Yeah.
You think they'll ever reboot that?
The Golden Girls?
Yeah,
I don't think they can.
They've rebooted everything.
I don't think they can.
No.
Golden Girls is so like rooted in those four women that.
So it's like you can't reboot the Cosby Show then.
No.
I don't think that is.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's touching that one with a 10-foot
pole. Live from prison.
By the way, that Dean Munch now owns.
Oh yeah, Cosby's doctorate.
His honorary doctorate.
That was not
so
bad.
Good.
That was not bad. But yeah, so of the episodes you watched, which was your favorite?
I'd go for the Cruel Giggling Ghoul.
Okay.
It was LeBron, and it was
dribble,
Scooby-Doo.
Dribble, dribble. Scooby-Doo?
All put together, you know?
Yeah. Would you do it for a burrito? A burrito?
Yeah.
No, I just like Cyborg and Beast Boy, Scooby and Shaggy.
And it's great. The soccer one was also pretty good.
Soccer Trolls?
Yeah.
Football.
But it's a really good show.
It is.
I would put it on my viewing list, but I don't really have time.
And you didn't even see the best episodes.
Which is?
No.
40-40-20 is up there. I really like Campfire Tales.
Campfire Tales is excellent.
Where Robin takes them all camping and they don't want to go, so he won't let them go until they tell horror stories.
I am the socially awkward.
And there were two werewolves.
Another one that I saw was East Story.
Which one is that?
Where he's Napoleon.
Oh, yes.
Napoleon was not short. He is 5'6". He was average for his time. I don't care for that episode.
On the other hand, like it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like the moon landing.
Yes.
Like, it was, there was good stuff.
Oh, yeah, where they all give their versions of history. Yes. I think I saw that one for the first time recently. Yeah.
Abraham and... Abraham and what sandwich?
Abraham...
And it's a ham and something sandwich.
Abraham and cheese sandwich?
Abraham and cheese sandwich.
Lincoln. Yes. Abraham and cheese. Yeah.
I like the episodes with Nightwing.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, when Nightwing shows up,
he's
in the April Fool's Day episode.
How does that work? Is he Robin?
Well, there's one that they go to the future.
Oh, that's right, the one with the sandwich.
The sandwich. They go to the future.
Yeah,
Nightwing
stole the sandwich. Traveled back in time, stole the sandwich.
The one where Beast Boy and Cyborg have the time machine.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's an earlier one.
I say there's a lot of the early ones I haven't seen.
Yeah, they don't want to do any work anyway. So it, Robin turns into Nightwing.
Yes.
And they make fun of his hair, of course, and he's married to Batgirl.
Oh, I have seen that one.
Yeah,
that's
the time machine in the
That's incestuous, right?
Oh, the one that's really weird is
the Bat family.
The Valentine's Day episode where Cyborg and Jinx are pretending to be married and like Gizmo's their
episode.
Baby.
That's the one I saw first.
I'm like,
that is
what
a weird episode.
That is a weird episode.
I liked when Cyborg was like, what is the perfect Valentine's Day? He went to like the elementary school classroom.
Yes.
With everybody having like Valentine's.
Does everybody have their Valentine's? Oh, yeah.
I did like that.
And Jinx is like, what are you doing?
And he's got just the monk haircut.
Yeah,
he's
got
his hair at the side.
Yeah, that episode is weird. Like Gizmo as like the little baby.
It's a very weird episode.
That's the one I started with.
That's a weird one to start
and
with.
And you know my political stance on Valentine's Day to begin with.
You love it.
I do not.
You see it as an opportunity to promote your books.
I do like that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those things was true.
But the commodification of love is not
but
true.
But yeah, Campfire Tales is I would say, one of my favorites. Oh, and Fourth Wall.
Oh, Fourth Wall is excellent.
I love Fourth Wall.
And hey, you don't forget about me and your memory.
Yes. Crane Kick.
The video at the end is great.
It's basically a mashup of like the 80s John Hughes Karate Kid Weird Science films.
Oh, and Back to the Future.
Weird Science in a long
How is it Back
time?
To the Future?
There's the Progress is his middle name.
Well,
when
hey,
Robin's
been,
running
for
class president.
It's right. been nice to have Amanda on this week.
Are we done?
Don't forget the podcast is coming.
Is there supposed to be music playing or something?
It's coming momentarily.
Oh, okay.
To wrap.
That's pretty
I was going
to
say.
So thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Until next week.
or tomorrow.